Good morning. It's 10:28 a.m. on Wednesday, October the 16th, 2019. Hi. It's been a full day already. I've basically been working on my presentation that I've got to put on Bowler tonight on marketing. Marketing 5 minutes a day. Talking about organic marketing, talking about what you do if you don't do advertising, if you don't do sales forces, if you don't do all the things that everybody thinks you have to do. It's a broad topic. I've got about an hour to do it, so it's going to be. I put a presentation together so that I have an outline on the screen for them and me to look at. So it works out. I've got CIFO meetings afternoon at 1. I'm going to leave for Boulder very shortly after that. I'm hoping to get a couple of word sprints in today. My For the Words streak is up to 2. I need 444 words today in order to make it go to 3. I need some stuff to satisfy my next quest. So far, I'm just doing the default line quest. I haven't picked up anything special yet. And I have to say, it's working. Rumor is that I may be getting my new planner today. I checked the tracking number. PC Herring mentioned that he got his. I don't know if it was today or yesterday. He got his already and was not prepared for the size. So now I'm wondering, you know, it's like, my, that's a big one. I think it's a full 8.5 by 11, and there's a lot of sheets in it because there's weekly planning for all of 2020. I think monthly planning for last quarter 2019 and first quarter 2021. So we'll see how it looks out. We'll see what it looks like. It was part of my effort to get my ADHD brain to sit down and shut up so that I could actually get some work done, particularly in the coming year. Cape Grace will be done before NaNoWriMo. It's really close. God, it's close. I still have 2 scenes that I haven't written yet. One is pretty much done, I think. But I'm going to tag the scenes in For the Words so that when I'm also going to get a manuscript format of what I have in Scrivener now, because my Chromebook does not have Scrivener on it. They've apparently stopped supporting Linux versions. I would have bought a second license. Software is cheap enough. It's like, what, $40, $50? I don't care. I'd have bought the license if I could have gotten it to run on my Chromebook. But it's got OpenOffice on it. It's got LibreOffice on it. I can work in text. If I get a network connection, I can work in For the Words. That's the downside of For the Words. It needs a network, because you have to write on their web page. But all that stuff is there, so I can do it. I can play with it. If I put the manuscript up, I'll have it for reference, even if I don't write on it. writing a little standalone scenes has been freeing. Writing against the quest goals, where you watch the word count and the time count go zip as you're writing. The time limits for the words are pretty small. The time limits are quite large for the small amount of words you need to write. So I had to write 700 words at a sitting, and that was like, they gave me 180 minutes to write 700 words. Of course, I had 700 words done in about 14 minutes. So that felt good, and it was fun watching the little green bar, that's your words, shrink, while the little orangey bar, that's the time, just barely moved. Little visual feedback. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if this is worth doing or not for the words thing. I really game the hell out of doing sprints. And I'm going to shoot for my normal NaNoWriMo target, which is 100,000 words in 20 days. Which is 5,000 words a day for 20 days. Which is 5 hours a day of writing. And I can do that for the short term. I could do that for short sprints. I could do that for 20 days. Can I do 100,000 words a month for 12 months? I've got to get Kick Grace off the plate, because it's taking up too much time. Picking and choosing and finding and fiddling is tedious, and it takes time. I can't just throw words at the page and hope that they work. Warning. Now the new books, the Barbarian Story, which is, I think, got to be three titles, so I need 300,000 words. Set up three stories that have an arc across them that tell the stories of the cultural conflict between the city people and the steppes people. People. My original vision of this was that it was going to be sword and sorcery. It's going to be a little bit of that. Is going to be the inevitable. Now, I really want to experiment. I really want to explore the idea of matriarchal societies in conflict with each other, and even a certain amount of conflict within. So it should be, there's plenty of stuff, there's plenty of fodder. The stories themselves, I think, are going to spool out as I start linking up some of the images that I have in my head about what these stories are about and what this guy two guys actually are Well, hello. Good morning. Corvus corvus. Actually, no, I don't think it's Corvus corvus. I think it's just an American crow. I think Corvus corvus is a raven. Anyway, coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. So I'm really looking forward to testing my limits, to testing the next year of not having another year like this one where, and it's not the first one I've had in the last 10 years, where I diddled around and diddled around and diddled around and didn't get a book out till late in the year. This idea of percolating stories is good. I need to do that. But I also need to produce words. The New Kids and the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers are kicking my butt in terms of production. They are doing so well. It's amazing. They are inspirational. Diane Chick, Lisa Manifold. Was it Laurie Johnson? Is it? She writes L.A. Johnson. She does. She's got, among other things, she's got the Neon Octopus series, which is just hysterically funny. They're doing a lot of shorter works. They're doing a ton of novellas. So they'll write a novella in a month, a couple of weeks. They've got some great cover artists working with them. They're writing contemporary, so their fantasy covers look like contemporary fantasy covers, which is, duh, what they're supposed to look like. I have a bit of a problem with Ravenwood in that the Tanith Fairport stories aren't contemporary. They're not contemporary fantasy at all. They're epic fantasy. And the covers are a tad bland, but they are perfectly matched with the story. So if the cover intrigues you, then the story will probably work for you. But they are definitely retro covers at this point. Well, I don't know how to fix that. I don't know how to work around that. Nose is running off my face. The temperature outside my back door was 50 degrees, but the actual ambient, official ambient temperature is like 43. I'm sweating up a storm. There's no cloud. Oh, there's no clouds. There's clouds covering the sun, but I'm still sweating up a storm. It's cold enough my nose is running. Headset is tapping against something here. I hope the noise is not making it into the microphone, but I suspect that it is. So, anyway, what am I reading? I'm still reading The Wandering Engineer. I'm on book 7. It's the last book in the series. I haven't got far enough in to figure out whether or not he's actually learned how to use words yet, but this series has challenged my notions of writing. There is no way I could put a book out that looked like this. Even in the beginning, my books did not look like this. I made a lot of mistakes, It's a ton of Pip and I instead of Pip and me. If you put your blinker light on, guy, I would let you go. No blinker light, I don't know you're supposed to be turning into that lane. Sorry. Stuff it. So anyway, as you can probably tell, I'm feeling quite a lot better today than I have in a while. I'm pretty stoked about the riding. I'm pretty stoked about going over to Boulder to give a presentation. Even that's going to be a pain in the ass, but it'll be fun to get away and get to talk to some other people. I'm going down to Denver on Friday. The program does not have me listed as a participant, and apparently I missed a memo. I did not get the programming memo. They talked about what programs I would like to participate in. Or if I didn't even see it. I scanned my inbox for that address. It didn't show up. So I don't know what the story was. But I wrote to them and they said, well, we've got some last minute cancellations. Let me see if I can put you into some of these slots that I've got open. So we'll see. I will have to apologize profusely for not following up sooner. That was bogus on my part. It's like I've been doing this for 10 years. It didn't occur to me that it would show up. So that was on me. And I didn't follow up soon enough. I didn't look at it soon enough. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go down anyway. I will buy a participant badge at the door. It's too little to worry about, actually, so it doesn't really matter. And if I'm not on the programs, that means I have more time to talk with people, and I have more time to maybe go back to my room and write for an hour or two. Where there's no time, there's no slot where there's programming I want to see, I could go back and write. And I should have network access in the room. I always have had when I've gone there. So we'll see how it works out. We'll see. I don't have any real big expectation. I don't have any big real emotional investment in it either way. If I can be on a panel, great. If I can't be on a panel, great. It doesn't matter. I'll have a weekend away. I can eat good, hang out with my kid. We can brainstorm Barbarian. We can brainstorm the Ark. Here I am, coming up on the back gate. Roofing woodpeckers at work over there across the way. But tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.